Hey, in this week's lesson, I'm going to teach you 5 English idioms you need to start using right now. Are you ready? Well then, I'm teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. English idiom number 1. Blood, sweat, and tears. I know you're probably looking at me crazy right now, but just follow along. Here we go. Again, after me. Blood, sweat, and tears. Excellent. Now, this idiom, it literally just means dedication and hard work. Again, dedication and hard work. You, my friend, have been dedicated to your English journey. You, my friend, have put in the hard work to get to this point. The very fact that you are able to understand what I'm saying. I'm speaking in English. I'm not using any other language, and yet you are still able to understand. Why? Because you have been dedicated. You've put in the hard work. You have gotten to this point because of your blood, sweat, and tears. Oh yeah, you understand it now, right? Okay, check out these example sentences. Here we go. The first example sentence. It took blood, sweat, and tears for him to build his business from scratch. Sentence number 2. The athletes put in blood, sweat, and tears to win the championship. They worked hard, they were dedicated, and that's how they won the championship. And sentence number 3. She knew success would not come easy, so she was ready to give her blood, sweat, and tears. You got it? Excellent. Remember, this just means dedication and hard work. In English, the first idiom, blood, sweat, and tears. Now, don't forget to make sure you access the English with Tiffany app after this lesson to practice in the app how to use these idioms in real life, all right? There are tests and quizzes and practice lessons, so you don't want to miss it. English with Tiffany app, all right? So let's go to idiom number 2. Nose to the grindstone. Go ahead. Good. Again, after me. Nose to the grindstone. Excellent. All right. This just means working diligently and consistently. You see this common theme between the first idiom and the second idiom, right? Again, working diligently and consistently. Once again, my friend, your goal is to speak English fluently. And again, you and me, we are working together, right? You and I are working together to help you achieve that English goal this year. Working diligently and consistently, we have our noses to the grindstone. Oh yeah, you got it. I saw the look in your eye. You got it. Here we go. Sentence number 1. He keeps his nose to the grindstone and never misses a deadline. Yes, good. Sentence number 2. Success requires keeping your nose to the grindstone and being focused. In order for you, my friend, real quick, as an English learner, in order for you to experience success as you're on this English journey, you have to keep your nose to the grindstone. Be diligent, be focused. You can do it. And now, sentence number 3. If you want to achieve your goals, you must put your nose to the grindstone. Listen, this is why I said the idioms you are learning today in this lesson, you will be able to use starting now. They are applicable and they're literally idioms that will help you on your English journey. All right, so again, number 2, nose to the grindstone. Idiom number 3, work one's fingers to the bone. Again, after me, work one's fingers to the bone. Good job. All right. It just means, again, the common theme we've had with our idioms, it just means work extremely hard and tirelessly. I want you to think about your mother. or maybe you are a mother, right? Think about how a mother works tirelessly to make sure her children are fed well, to make sure her children are happy and clean and living a good life. Think about a father working hard as well to make sure his children are happy and taken care of. Parents work tirelessly to make sure their children are taken care of. Parents work their fingers to the bone in order to protect and care for their children. Yes, now it's making sense. Excellent. All right, here are some example sentences. Sentence number one. The construction workers had to work their fingers to the bone to complete the project. Sentence number two. She worked her fingers to the bone to save enough money for her dream vacation. And sentence number three. The students worked their fingers to the bone to prepare for the challenging exam. You got it? Excellent. Again, in English, this idiom, very useful. It is work one's finger to the bone. Idiom number four. Idiom number four is put in the hours. Excellent. Again, put in the hours. Great job. Now, this just means spend a significant amount of time and effort. Put in the hours. For example, you know I'm passionate about helping you achieve your English goals this year. So, actually, I'll be very honest. Right now, at the time I'm recording this lesson, it is 6:48 in the morning. I've been up working on these lessons since 5:30 this morning. I was up before that. I literally started working on the lessons at 5:30 this morning. Why? I want to put in the hours to help you achieve your English goals. What does this mean again? Spend a significant amount of time and effort. You're probably wondering, Tiff, why are you working so hard to do this for me? Listen, I love helping. I love when my students, those that have joined my academy, say, Tiff, my life has changed. When I see the confidence on their faces when they're speaking in English, man, it makes me want to get up earlier simply to help more English learners finally experience that confidence, finally speak English fluently, finally overcome the challenges they've been experiencing for years. Maybe you've been experiencing challenges for years as well. That is why I put in the hours. So I want you also put in the hours. You don't have to get up this early. I'm an early bird, so it's okay. But put in the hours to achieve your English goal. Here we go. Sentence number one. To become an expert in your field, you need to put in the hours. Sentence number two. If you want to succeed in this competition, you have to put in the hours of practice. And sentence number three. He put in the hours studying for the exam and aced it. Make sense? Excellent. Once again, put in the hours. Idiom number five that you need to start using right now. Dig deep. Good again. Dig deep. Excellent. Now, remember, these five idioms I'm teaching you, they have a common theme: working hard, putting in the work, being diligent. Dig deep means put in extra effort and find the strength to keep going. Put in extra effort and find the strength to keep going. During story time, don't go anywhere. I'm going to tell you a story about when I had to dig deep. Put in the extra effort to keep going. Now, check out these example sentences for this idiom. Sentence number one. The team had to dig deep to come up with a solution to the complex problem. Next, sentence number two. She had to dig deep to find the motivation to finish writing her novel. Dig deep, put in the extra effort to keep going. And sentence number three. Despite the setbacks, they dug deep and managed to achieve their goals. Make sense? Yes, again, dig deep. Now remember, these idioms are going to help you finally speak English fluently. They're created, this lesson was created to give you the tools you need to start sounding like a native English speaker. I'll talk to you in the next lesson. You still there? You still there? You know what time it is. It's story time. Hey, I said it's story time. All right. So I told you I would give you a story about a time I had to dig deep. Now, there are quite a few times throughout my life where I had to dig deep. But this situation, which many of you have heard me speak about before, when I was in Korea studying for my test to graduate and get my master's degree, right? But it was something that I had never done before, having to dig so deep. And this is after I had failed my exam two times. It had already been a year, and I was trying to pass the exam. And I remember the moment I broke down. I didn't have any more strength. I didn't have any more brain power. I didn't have any more physical strength, endurance to keep going forward. Studying literally 13, 14, 16 hours a day, it was overwhelming. And I thought I had reached my limit. I thought there was no way possible I could continue at this pace, at this rate, just to pass this test. And I thought to myself, and I'm not a quitter at all. I said, Tiff, it's okay. I mean, you've done so many amazing things. You worked at NASA. You can speak Korean. You've dot, dot, dot. And I started listing in my mind the things that I had already accomplished. And I said, Tiff, it's okay to let this one go. It's okay. You're overwhelmed. You're tired. You failed twice. It's all right. People fail, Tiff. This is the narrative. These are the words I was saying to myself because I was just exhausted. It was mentally draining and I didn't feel like I had it in me. Now, I have a family and that prays for each other, right? And my parents were praying for me. My sister was praying for me. And I'm a Christian and I believe in God. And I started praying. I said, God, I don't have it in me. And in that moment, God revealed, you can do more than you realize. And I said this to you in a previous lesson. I think it was last week's lesson. I said, you are more capable. You, my friend, English learner, than you realize. And in that moment, God revealed that to me. So I had to dig deep. I continued with the 13, 14-hour days studying for this exam. I continued pushing through. When I got exhausted, when I felt bad, I pushed through. I dug deep. What was the result? I finally passed the exam. Praise God. Hopefully you've heard that story. I've given that story before. Fast forward now, many years later, it's been 7 years, 6 years, maybe 7 or 8 years since I passed my exam. And no, 6 years since I passed my exam at the time of this recording. And I'm so glad that I decided to dig deep because I don't have any regrets. If I hadn't dug deep in that moment, I definitely would have regretted it because I know myself. I'm not a quitter. I'm going to keep going. Even if it's hard, I'm going to keep pushing. And I know you have that in you as well. But I also acknowledge the fact that your English journey, sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it's not easy to keep pushing through. You have work, you have family, and it's difficult, it's challenging. I understand. But I need you to remember that you are more capable than you realize. sometimes you just have to dig deep. I hope this story encouraged you, and I'll talk to you in the next lesson.